St. Januarius and companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, even though we're celebrating the Mass for Ember Friday in September, we commemorate the feast of today, St. Januarius and his companions. And he's one of those saints. It's a very interesting story. Many of the early martyrs, we don't really know a whole lot about, but for some of them, we have what's known as their acts. That is, the story of exactly what happened at the time of their martyrdom and all of the details. And we have that for St. Januarius. You see, he lived in the reign of the emperor, the Roman emperor Diocletian, who waged the greatest and worst persecution against the early Catholic Church. And at that time, St. Januarius was the bishop of a town called Beneventum. And on one occasion, he traveled to another town to visit a deacon whose name was Sosius. When he arrived to that other town, he saw in a vision, he saw the head of Sosius as he was singing the gospel in the church. And this head was surrounded by flames. And St. Januarius took it as a sign that soon this holy deacon was to become a martyr. Well, not long after that, Sosius was arrested and put in prison for what? For being a Christian. In those days, that was the worst crime that a person could commit, at least in the eyes of the Roman emperors, who worshipped all sorts of false gods. Well, while this deacon was in prison, St. Januarius visited him frequently and encouraged him. And because of that, and because he was a Christian, he was arrested too. And then he was brought before a certain judge whose name was Timothy. Well, the judge, you know how it goes, he commanded the saint to sacrifice or to die. Those were his two options. And Timothy tried to scare him into offering these sacrifices. He said, if you don't do this, well, then you'll receive torments that even your God would be afraid of. And St. Januarius said, be silent. Stop your blasphemies. Don't say that anymore against the one true God, lest he destroy you and make you a deaf mute, and that you no longer be able to see or to hear. Well, Timothy looked at him and said, well, is that really in your power? You don't have any power like that, even in your witchcraft. Well, our saint said, my power is nothing, but the power of God is almighty. And this power, no one can resist, not even you or any who obey you. And this angered the judge so much that he had the executioners light up this giant furnace and heated it up for 3 days. You can imagine how hot the fire became in those 3 days. And then at the end of the 3 days, he ordered that our saint be thrown into it. Well, our saint made the sign of the cross on his forehead and said a quick prayer to our Lord for protection. And it says that as he entered, some angels went in with him, and he began to sing the praises of God, and he wasn't harmed at all. It said, not even his clothes or his hair were burnt. And the soldiers outside the furnace heard all that was going on in there and how he was singing so joyfully, and they were scared out of their minds, and they left to tell the judge. When they came back and they opened the door to let the saint out, it says that the flames shot out and killed the soldiers who had opened the door. Well, he was eventually let out of the furnace and again ordered to offer incense to the false gods. And our saint said, well, it won't be well for you if you get a servant of Christ to give up his faith. I hope in Christ and in his power, and do not fear your torments in the least. So at that, he was led back to prison. And another day, the judge tried again. If you don't sacrifice, he said, then you'll be beheaded. And our saint asked the judge to repent. You can imagine the scene. Here, the judge was threatening him with punishments, and the saint, well, he said to the executioner, to the judge, you'd better repent and give up your false religion, lest you be punished by Almighty God. And he was freed from his shackles, his little handcuffs and the cuffs that go around his feet as well. And then he was put in prison again. Well, it was at this time that two of the bishop's clergymen, other priests, actually they weren't priests yet, they were in the lesser orders, and they came and were put in prison with their bishop. They professed their faith in Christ and were condemned together with their bishop. So they were eventually taken to the arena, and there the wild beasts were set out to kill them. Well, somehow Saint Januarius chased off the beasts, and they became afraid and didn't harm the saints in the least. And the judge Timothy was watching this all along, and now he was fuming with anger. He was shocked a little bit too to see that the lions didn't harm him at all. So he then brought all the saints before him and read to them their sentence of death. He said, "You are to be beheaded, to have your heads chopped off." So our saint prayed for deliverance from his enemies, and then he prayed, get this, he prayed to God that he might punish the judge Timothy by blinding him, and he said a prayer. And as soon as he finished his prayer, Timothy lost his sight, and he had such an awful pain that he demanded that Saint Januarius be brought before him. And he was repentant, at least for a moment, Timothy was. And then our saint prayed to God. There were many people around at this point, thousands of people watching. They were just in amazement at seeing these wonders that were being worked. And so our saint prayed to God to cure the judge's eyes so that others might be converted by seeing this miracle. His prayer was granted. Timothy saw once more, and right on the spot, just like that, it says almost 5,000 people became Christians. Well, Timothy saw this, and all he could think was, oh my gosh, what is the emperor going to say about all this? What's he going to do to me when he sees that all these people have converted and I didn't even put to death the ones that he told me to put to death? Well, Timothy was a foolish man at this point. He ordered that the saints be beheaded right away. And so they were taken to the place of execution. But as they were going along, an old poor man saw our saint, and he asked for a cloth that Saint Januarius had. Well, our saint promised him, well, I won't give you anything right now, but just as soon as I die and am buried, you can have the cloth that I'll use to cover my eyes with. Well, he was taken to the place of execution. He knelt down and said to God, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." And then he ordered the executioner to cut his head off, and he did so after binding his eyes with that cloth. Well, after his death, he appeared to this old man that asked for the cloth and gave him the cloth that he covered his eyes with. As the old man began walking home, the executioners saw him and they mocked him and said, "Well, did that man, your saintly bishop, did he give you the cloth that he promised you?" And they expected him to say no, but he pulls out of his pocket, he pulls out the cloth and shows it to them. Well, yes, he did. And it says all the soldiers were shocked and stunned at seeing this. And it says that Timothy received his punishment too. He didn't repent, but he began to suffer greatly, and soon thereafter he died, a very painful death. You see, this is probably one of the most interesting stories of the early martyrs, because we know so much about just how he died and the conversations he had with his enemies. But remember, too, that we're not just listening to another story. We want to get something out of it, children. We want to learn a virtue that he had and imitate it in our own way. You and I will never be dragged in front of a judge, probably, and condemned to be eaten by lions or have our heads chopped off. No, probably not. But we have to imitate the courage and the bravery of the martyrs. Did you know St. Peter said once, and the priest reads it every night at Compline, he says, "The devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." He wants to eat us alive, the devil does, and just destroy us. He's like a lion hunting, and he hides behind the bushes, he hides in the fields, just waiting for you to come by, and then he jumps out and he attacks you. But we must resist all the temptations that the devil attacks us with, and we must resist them bravely and boldly, whether it's the temptation to disobey our parents or our teachers, or the temptation to be sloppy in our schoolwork. Fight those temptations bravely and courageously. Act against them. Or maybe it's the laziness, you don't want to roll out of bed in the morning, but force yourself. Overcome the temptations, the attacks of the devil. Be brave in being good. That's the lesson, I think, of today's saint, is to be brave and bold in being good. So may this holy bishop, Saint Januarius, and all of his companions give us that gift of fortitude, that we may be guided by it all the days of our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.